approached her.
A new mom confronts grandma.
I asked her what address she was living at so I can have her son served for child support.
Then grandma returned the favor.
Next thing I know, she aggressively comes up behind me. I had my son with me. She started to grab in after him, but he was harnessed in there. So I had to start running away from her because I was like, you're not kidnapping my son.
Judge Judy.
She was trying to hide him from me.
I would try to hide him from you too.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 24-year-old Sarah McCasland is suing her son's grandmother, Janet Field, for the return of kitchen appliances and for an assault.
Order. All rise.
That's case number 420 on the calendar in the matter of McCasland versus Field.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Gentlemen, have a seat, please.
Ms. McCasland, the defendant is your son's paternal grandmother. Is that correct? And this, I assume, is your child's father?
Yes.
Your complaint alleges two things, one of which I'm marginally interested in. It says that when you were all living together, for some bizarre reason, you were all living together, you had to purchase some appliances. You were the only one who had credit. So you opened up a Sears credit card and you purchased some appliances for the home. You subsequently left the home. Ms. Field has the appliances and it is your claim that she didn't pay for them.
Yes.
In addition, you say that at some point recently, there was an altercation in a mall where there was some pushing and shoving over her wanting to see her grandson. Ms. Field says that you owe her money for rent because you had all signed a lease. You moved out 7 months prior to the termination of the lease, so you owe her some money, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is that where you are currently living?
No, ma'am.
When did you move out?
October of 2010.
When did the plaintiff move out?
November 2009.
Who lived in your house from November to May?
Just myself.
Who lived in your house from May until October?
Myself and my son. I believe he had came back in June of 2010.
And who paid the rent?
I did.
What rent did he pay?
None.
Why not?
He wasn't working.
He was not working?
No, ma'am. When he first came back, he was, and he helped with the utility bills.
Did not pay rent?
No, ma'am.
Did he move out with the plaintiff in November of 09?
He did.
Did he pay you rent when he moved out?
No.
Neither is she.
But
there goes your counterclaim.
She was on the lease.
Yeah.
I have the lease here. She's just as responsible.
Good. Fine. Now, you're currently living in a new place?
Yes, ma'am.
But who did you move in with?
I have a roommate. Which is his home. He lives downstairs.
Who's home?
My roommate.
Yes.
The person I'm renting from, which is also my roommate, I rent from him.
Okay. How much was the rent in that previous place?
$1,000 a month.
And how much is your rent now?
$500.
Okay, good. Now, tell me about the appliances that you purchased, Ms. McCasland.
When we moved in, all the appliances were not working correctly, so we had to get some new ones, and we went to Sears to go for, and I got accepted for a credit card. We bought them all.
What did you buy?
A fridge, stove, hood, and a dishwasher, and then a lawnmower later on to mow the grass.
And the landlord paid her in full for the dishwasher?
He did not.
He most certainly did.
I believe her. What did you do with the other appliances when you moved out?
I still have them.
You still have them?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I don't have the vent hood because that was a permanent thing, but I do still have the stove and the refrigerator.
How much did you pay towards the stove and the refrigerator?
I have the total here, and I have...
That you paid?
That I paid. The agreement was between the three of us, myself, Sarah, and Dayton, I pay a third on the appliances. There was never any conversation about the lawnmower, and that's what I did. And I show here every month
I
paid her, and it was paid in full, my share. When she left the appliances. She never made any attempt to come and get them. So, yes, I do still have them, and yes, I do use them.
Okay.
And I paid my portion of it.
Did he ever pay his?
No, they never paid
it. Not they.
He never paid his.
Why didn't you... Stand. Move.
Because that was
over.
What she's saying.
Why didn't you pay her for your portion of the appliances?
I did pay her, actually.
You did?
Yes, I did. Yes, ma'am, I did.
You paid her in cash or you paid her?
That's all I got when I worked. At the time when I was working, I got paid cash.
How much did you give her?
The amount that was owed. I don't remember exactly amount.
How many months did you, in fact, live together in the apartment with your mother and the plaintiff?
From May of 09 when we moved in till they both moved out in November of 09. She had originally moved into my townhouse before we moved into the house, and that was why we had to move, because of her moving into my home. The people that I rented from did not like that, so it caused me to have to move.
Your Honor, they got kicked out because he had a dog named Lady, and it was a pit bull, and she did not pay a pet deposit, and that's why she got kicked out, because she was not allowed to renew the lease whenever it was time to renew it.
I did not.
Not because I moved in.
I'm sorry.
Let's get back to the appliances. How much were the total amount of the two appliances that the defendant still has, just the two?
Okay, the fridge was $807.49.
$807. Go ahead.
And the range was $475.99.
And how much do you claim that the defendant gave you in the 6 months that you were living there towards the appliances?
$370.
Well, she should have paid you $427.
I paid that and then some.
Okay, now you want to tell me the second part of your complaint, please. She owes you $57 for the balance of the stuff that she's got from Sears. The rest of it, if you want to sue him, you can sue him. Sit. Go.
Honestly, that was the original.
Go.
All right. It was November 6th of 2010, and we had met up with a mutual friend at the mall.
Who had met with?
Me and Leslie had met up at the mall to
exchange
a mutual friend.
My friend. Sorry.
A mutual friend between the two of us, and we were just going to exchange some stuff. And she didn't mention to me that Janet was going to be there. And I exchanged conversation with her, asking about the appliances, and she denied everything.
You exchanged conversations with whom?
With Janet, about the appliances. I didn't know she was going to be there. It was kind of shocking. So I left to go
just
to...
Just a second. Just because you talk fast doesn't mean I think you're telling me the truth.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She aggressively comes up behind me and pulls away the coverings over my son from the stroller.
My grandson. She was trying to hide him from me.
I would try to hide him from you, too.
And later today.
You are foolish enough to think that this is an appropriate toy for an 8-year-old.
By Jacob's actions, he put my son and himself at...
You bought the gun!
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Sarah McCaslin says her son's grandmother, Janet Field, owes for the return of several large kitchen appliances and an assault. Janet is countersuing for unpaid rent.
You were meeting with a mutual friend. How old is this mutual friend?
In her 50s.
No. Well, sorry.
I'm going to find in her favor, even though I probably would throw her out. Do you understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
Because you can't control yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
Your son has a problem?
A problem?
Yeah. Does your son have a problem?
He's ADHD, yes.
You take any medication for that?
Not anymore, no.
Are you sure?
As far as I know, yes.
Now, how long have you been friendly with this mutual friend who was more... a contemporary of the defendant than yours?
I don't know, probably like a year and a half.
Who are you?
I'm her father.
And?
I'd like to add a little bit, if I may.
About what?
About this situation that they're speaking of.
We're not discussing a situation, sir. We're discussing that your daughter says that she has a friend who's a mutual friend of defendants and hers, who's not a contemporary of hers, and I'm trying to figure out if your daughter is a little bit of a troublemaker. That's what I'm trying to figure out. So you were meeting at the mall with this mutual friend, and you knew that the defendant was going to be there?
No.
When did you find out that the defendant was going to be there?
As soon as I walked up the escalade in front of JCPenney's, I saw her instantly. I had no prior knowledge that she was going to be there.
So what did you do?
I still wanted to go and get the stuff for my son, which is why I was going there in the first place, because I don't get any help.
Just a second. You saw her?
Yes.
And what did you do?
I asked her about the...
You approached her.
I did.
That's what you did. You approached her. And you said what?
I asked her what address she was living at so I can have her son served for child support because he's bailing out on that. And I asked her about the appliance money.
You got where I'm going, sir?
Yes.
Now you understand? Did you go there in your discussion with your daughter? That's a question that requires either yes, I asked her these questions, or no, I didn't.
At the time, I was unaware she had called me from the mall and told me Janet's here.
No. Did you ask her the question I just asked her? She said, I saw her. I approached her. I said, where's your son's address so I can send him a summons because he's not sending me child support. That's what she said.
Yes.
That's a confrontation. Now, do you understand?
Yes.
And then what happened next?
Well, Leslie told me to go to Sears to get my stuff, and we were walking through the mall. Next thing I know, she aggressively comes up behind me and pulls away the veils and starts to try to
attack. Pulls away what?
The coverings over my son from the stroller. Because I had my son with me.
My grandson. She was trying to hide him from me.
I would try to hide him from you, too.
No, ma'am, I would love
try to. Just a second. I would try to hide him from you, too.
I love
you
my
have
grandson.
No control. You don't have any control.
Yes, with
no, you
grandchild.
Don't have any control. Because if you want to see your grandson, and if that's a good thing, then I assume that if your son is fine, your son will have visitation and get to see his child. And if you have a reasonable relationship with your son, you'll get to see him.
No, I
and
can't.
If there's a reason...
I can't see him.
No. You mean unless there's a protective order for some
there
reason.
Is.
Well, if there's a protective order for some reason and a court issued a protective order, I assume there's a reason.
Not true.
I don't care what's... Listen, that's not up to me.
Yes, ma'am.
Under ordinary circumstances, people separate and people divorce all the time.
Yes.
And two parents usually have contact with their children. And if they have parents, which means grandparents, grandparents get to see the children when their children see their children. And if that's not the case and it's by court order, there has to be a reason. So... Okay, so she pulled off something that had to do with a stroller, and?
And she started to grab in after him, but he was harnessed in there. I saw her, so I, like, had to start running away from her, because I was like, you're not kidnapping my son in the mall.
And? Then what
and
happened?
And I ran and hid from her, and then I called for mall security. I still wanted to get the stuff for my son, because I don't have any help, so I really needed it. And for the
you
stuff
you
that
mean,
I came there
was closing that day for good.
No, the stuff that was there for me that was waiting at Sears was there.
You had to go get the stuff that day as opposed to another day, another hour, a next morning after this whole altercation because Sears was closing its doors to the public forever that day? Do you understand?
I understand.
Perfect.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
If you think that putting a more serious weapon in the hands of your 8-year-old
properly
is appropriate, is you're an idiot. Just don't have any more children.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Sarah McCaslin says her son's grandmother, Janet Field, owes for the return of several large kitchen appliances and an assault. Janet is countersuing for unpaid rent.
Okay, I still haven't heard about an assault.
Well, when she proceeded to follow me through the mall and try to grab my son, I consider that assault.
Listen,
no.
Grow up, both of you. Get a life. I don't know why you don't see your grandson, madam. That's a problem. She doesn't owe you any money other than the $57 she owes you for the appliances.
Please.
Period. What do you want?
Okay, the part in the mall is
I don't care
wrong.
About the mall.
Okay, I understand that. But that was why she done the protection order, because it's all wrong and it's all a lie. So, no, I don't get to see my grandson that I love very
Listen
much.
Listen to me very
and
carefully. That's
him.
Not my problem. Okay. Another court issued a protective order.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't overrule another court.
Okay. But
there
on,
are
my,
ways
on
to...
the leash, her name is on this leash.
Goodbye.
She signed it just like I did. She's just as responsible.
She didn't live there. You did.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I was trying to talk to her about problems that we were having.
She's crazy.
And I mean talk to her as the adult she thinks she is.
She pushed me when I was 8 months pregnant, the end.
And she kept rolling her eyes and stuff, and she gets mad and she leaves.
When you go shoving somebody whenever they're pregnant and you're trying to shove them down, I think friendship is instantly terminated.
She was running her mouth about me and saying things that were really horrible and nasty, filthy, disgusting, and I'd had enough of it, and I wanted to confront her about it.
I'm not denying that.
She only is doing all this because I got with somebody else, and she didn't like that.
No, not at all. I don't care what he does with his life.
My son leaves the nutcase, and I'm getting the harassment from it.
I'd like to stay in your face, Grandma.
Make sure your son doesn't get involved with a complete psycho.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter, Campbell versus Nichols, step forward.
Heather and John Campbell and their 10-year-old son, Jacob, are suing neighbors Nathan and Christina Nichols and their 8-year-old son, Zachary, for dental bills resulting from a pellet gun accident.
Mr. and Mrs. Campbell, this is your son, and you are 10 years old?
Yes.
And Mr. and Mrs. Nichols, your son is 8 years old?
That's correct.
And it is your claim that your son was injured while playing with the defendant's little boy when the defendant's little boy had a pellet gun. That?
It is.
Let me see it. And he was shot in the mouth with the pellet gun.
Yes.
And his tooth was damaged, and you want the defendants to take care of the dental bills.
Yes.
And Mr. Nichols, you say that this happened because the Campbell's little boy was playing roughhouse with your little boy. They were playing, and he had him in a chokehold, and the gun went off.
That's correct.
Who cares? Who bought the gun?
I did.
You're responsible. You're an idiot enough to let your child play with something that is capable of causing damage to another child. Didn't go in his mouth, maybe it would go in his eye. If it didn't go in his eye, it would go in his ear. And you are foolish enough to think that this is an appropriate toy for an 8-year-old. You pay for the damage. Do you understand?
No, Your Honor, I do not.
Well, let me try to explain it to you slower. He's 10. He's 8. Would you give your 8-year-old child a gun to play with?
If properly trained, I would.
Then you're a moron. Then you're a moron.
Without the actions
No, I'm going to ask you. Take a look at this 8-year-old, like I'm taking a look at this 8-year-old. And if you think that this 8-year-old can be properly trained to have possession of and control of a gun, because you think that they can properly be trained, you're a moron.
By Jacob's actions, he put my son and himself at
you
risk.
You bought the gun.
I understand that.
You will pay for the damage.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, Mr. Nichols, it's not the 10-year-old's fault, and it's not the 8-year-old's fault. It's the parents' fault, your fault. You put the weapon of potential injury in the hand of your child. And because he had custody of this, because you bought it for him, it's your fault. And if you don't understand it, I don't care. I can't say it any slower, and I can't say it any louder. And if you think that putting a more serious weapon in the hands of your 8-year-old
properly
is appropriate, is you're an idiot. I can't do anything about it. How much is your dental bill? Just don't have any more children. Go.
Okay.
Just tell me what the dental bill is.
We don't have it added up, Judge Judy. We have the
$691.
$691, that's all. Step out. This is mine.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
My wife called me after I got home from work. I found out about the incident.
My son, when he arrived home, he said he had fallen off of a bike.
I didn't want the kid to get in trouble. They were playing over the gun. But then he released the gun off and it hit my tooth.
Both of them fighting for it. He had half of his front tooth missing.
I didn't really feel it. I put my hand up to my mouth and I felt it was gone.
I was hysterical.
He shouldn't have given his son a pellet gun to play with in the first place.
Unfortunately, under the circumstances, these guys don't have Jacob to play with anymore.
They will no longer let him on their property because of this.
He's a liability. I can't allow my kids to play with him because if he breaks his arm, what, they're going to sue me for that too?
I never let him go back over there either after the incident.
Don't let your children play with those
those guns because it could have been his eye, could have went up his nose. It could have really caused a lot of damage to him, more than just a tooth.
After it's all said and done, it was merely an accident, and you can't be held responsible for an accident.